Another prediction, I must add, is that if I got elected, I'd bring the end to capitalism. I know, but we've heard an awful lot. Well, in 6 months into my administration, the U.S. economy has experienced the highest economic growth rate in nearly 40 years. And we know we knew that we needed to launch a wartime effort to get the America vaccinated and pass a powerful American rescue plan. We did both those things. And now the forecasters have doubled their projections for growth this year in the economy to 7% or higher. In fact, the U.S. is the only developed country in the world where growth projections today are stronger than they were before the pandemic hit. At the same time, companies across the country are giving workers a raise, unusual thing. And the unemployment claims has been cut by more than half since I took office. And by the way, 2 weeks ago, I issued a major executive order promoting fair and open competition, which is the cornerstone of American capitalism. Banning non-compete clauses that suppress workers' wages, lowering the price of things like hearing aids, prescription drugs, internet service, along with dozens of other actions. Folks, it turns out capitalism is alive and very well. We're making serious progress to ensure that it works the way it's supposed to work, for the good of the American people.
That was the president taking a victory lap. He left out the part about Operation Warp Speed when he was talking about the development of the vaccines. Yeah. There's that thing called Operation Warp Speed that actually created the vaccines and ordering hundreds of millions of doses in advance to even finding out if they were going to work. He left that part out. And that's why that was laughable. From the president yesterday, taking a White House victory lap. That was just unbelievable. Coming up, the Texas legislators prove that the vaccines don't work because of the six people that have tested positive for COVID-19 from that group that fled to D.C., they'd already been vaccinated. Some of them had already been vaccinated. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:30, as we check out our conditions on area freeways right now, you're going to be touching the brakes there on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Tenaya, 215 eastbound at St. Rose. Also do expect some reduced speeds as you work your way through the resort corridor right now, about 40 miles per hour, southbound at Owens, northbound at Hacienda on the 15. Those lane restrictions into the Spaghetti Bowl are going to be there for some time, so give yourself some extra time as you work through there. Don't drive angry or mad. You know what they say, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, 515 westbound at Eastern. Very, very sluggish as you work your way there through the Spaghetti Bowl.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
The NBA Finals could come to an end tonight in Milwaukee, where the Bucks are playing host to the Suns. Bucks lead that series 3-2, so a Bucks win tonight, and they take the series a Suns win. That would force a game number 7, which would be in Phoenix, coming up on Thursday night. There is still the possibility that the Olympics are not going to take place. The chief of the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee saying earlier today that they are not yet ruling out a last-minute cancellation of the Olympics. More and more athletes are continuing to test positive for the coronavirus. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges, including HP. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details and 724.
Finding your true love is one of life's great adventures. Let Christian Mingle guide you on this journey and join our growing community of practicing singles looking for the one. Life is full of surprises. The one God intends for you might be closer than you think, even at your church. Embrace the adventure that awaits you with Christian Mingle. Visit christianmingle.com/radio today. That's christianmingle.com/radio.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We mentioned how today was such a big news day. We've got the Clark County Commission with an emergency meeting relative to COVID-19. We've got the Oakland City Council voting to okay a ballpark plan. Unfortunately, it's not the one that the A's want. And so the non-binding vote, according to A's ownership, is a no vote. And that means they'll be in town tomorrow to talk about possible Southern Nevada new billion-dollar stadium. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story, and this is one where it looks like a negative, but it's really a positive.
It is for us. If you like Major League Baseball, at least right now, the A's, they haven't gone any other place other than Las Vegas and Oakland. So it looks like the team president, Dave Cavall, he says if they don't approve that $12 billion mixed-use project there on the Oakland waterfront, then it's going to be a big challenge for them to stay in Oakland. So it looks like they're going to be coming to Vegas tomorrow and again on Thursday. They're going to be looking at that list of 20. But I'll bet between you and me, Kevin, I would say that they've whittled that down from 20 maybe a dozen or 10 already, but I think the bottom line here is it looks like they're inching their way towards playing in Las Vegas.
Well, and the fact that tomorrow they'll be bringing an architect in tells me that they're serious about this. You don't bring the architects in until you're ready to build a ballpark.
Right, and if you take a look at the price tag for City Center, and if memory serves, a dozen years ago when they built that or thereabouts, I think it was around $8 or $9 billion. So they're talking about a $12 billion structure there in Oakland, or a mixed use structure. So just, you know, picture City Center and how big and the grandeur that represents. That's what they want, and it doesn't look like the city of Oakland is going to give that to them. So.
And by the way, just for the record, even though the vote was 6-1 for a new stadium in Oakland, the fact is that Dave Cavall said that this essentially means a no vote. It's not a yes vote because it's not the stadium plan that the A's wanted, and they have an option.
Right. And again, I mean, there are six other cities that are in the mix in this. But, again, just to accentuate the point, is they haven't gone anywhere other than Las Vegas if they didn't get the Oakland deal. So with them here on Wednesday and Thursday and bringing the brain trust that you're talking about, I think it's almost a done. I'd say it's 85-90% a done deal.
I came into the vote today thinking it was right around 50-50. I almost agree with you that I think it's ours for the taking. It's a matter of will we provide some sort of public-private partnership. There are some politicians, even folks on the left especially, that are not in favor of any kind of public-private partnership. We'll see how it is. Again, with these deals, Jim, the devil is always in the details.
That's right. And again, it's all about the money. Follow the money. And certainly when you look at the $750 million that the public contributed here, like you say, even some people who are big tax and spenders are resistant to maybe doing that again. So I guess we'll see.
Well, and especially coming off of a pandemic and the fact that our economy is so incredibly fragile, that a lot of people are just they're afraid to make a major investment like this in this economic environment.
And again, when you look at the $750 million for the Raider Stadium, a lot of that is being paid by the tourists who are coming in. They're paying roughly 88 cents, 90 cents a night in a room tax that all of that money is going into the stadium fund. So we'll see if maybe they do that again. Who knows? Maybe they will put a $1 billion stadium. Just what's another 40 or 50 cents on a $200 nightly bill?
Well, I'm just going to tell you from a taxpayer perspective, that $750 million that could have been spent on education or infrastructure or all kinds of stuff, instead it was spent on a stadium. I love the stadium. I can't wait to see it inside. I'm real excited about it. But I'm just telling you, the public-private partnership is going to be a tough sell.
Yeah, it is indeed. But remember, UNLV has a football team, and if you look at Sam Boyd Stadium, if you've ever been there, it's antiquated. It's way out on the edge of town on Boulder Highway, and it's really out of the way for a lot of people, even for the athletes, the student athletes. So I think they're going to enjoy playing on their own field, their own stadium. They're going to be having AstroTurf, if you will, with all the UNLV Rebels logos on it, and then of course the Raiders have their own separate field, which is grown outside and then rolled inside on game day. So it's a special stadium, there's no doubt about it. And we'll see what happens with the A's.
It's there for the taking. There for the taking. Gentleman Jim Dallas on the other side of the glass. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. When we come back, you're going to love this. Arnold Schwarzenegger is back. Yeah. He made it to CNN last night, and I'll let you hear Arnold, who now has a message for environmentalists, and it's not one; it's one that will surprise you. I'll just put it that way. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
The legislative session was a predictable mess for those of us who believe in free markets, limited and accountable governments, and individual liberty. However, understanding which lawmakers voted for what bills, well, that's just the beginning of being able to hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. What took place in Carson City during the session goes far beyond just the votes that they cast. Nevada Policy's Legislative Report Card is your complete guide to what happened behind the scenes of Nevada's 81st legislative session. Not only is each lawmaker graded on their actions in key policy areas, but we break down exactly how the process unfolded throughout the session. That includes the backroom deals, the trade-offs, and the political nonsense behind every key piece of legislation. Go to nevadapolicy.org/report card and sign up to be the first to receive our 2021 legislative report card when it comes out this summer. That's nevadapolicy.org/report card. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neo-graft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
As we come out of this pandemic, businesses need help. At the Vegas Chamber, we've partnered with Workforce Connections to make this happen.
These business hubs can help you find qualified candidates, build an effective hiring process, explore training options, and connect you to funding resources.
These resources are real and available to all businesses in Las Vegas.
This message is sponsored by the Vegas Chamber in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. I got to tell you, I love Arnold Schwarzenegger in the movies, in the films. I'm not sure as a governor he was one of my favorite governors of the state of California. Nah. The People's Republic of California. I remember when he succeeded Gray Davis, and the idea was he was a fiscal conservative, okay, but he was a social moderate, and it really turns out he wasn't a social moderate. He was a social liberal. He was a rhino of the first order, but now he's come out. With a message for environmentalists, for his Democrat friends in the People's Republic of California. He was on last night. Where was he? He was on with Chris Cuomo on CNN, and he has a special message for environmentalists across the country. I want you to listen to this. It's not often we hear from Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was on CNN last night.
In California, we sort environmental issues by communicating different. We didn't talk about climate change. We talked about pollution. He made it very simple. I said, pollution kills people. Pollution will create healthcare problems. It will go and create asthma amongst the children in the Central Valley and stuff like that. And that scared people. And that's what tilted everything. And even when the oil and coal companies tried to derail us, we were successful because we communicated the right way. We didn't use the polar bears. We didn't use the rising sea levels or any of this. We talked about pollution. And this is what I'm trying to convince the environmentalists in the community, that they should, after 40 years of miscommunicating, they should communicate the right way and not to villainize the other side and to scare the other side, but to actually bring them in with good communication and with good dialogue.
So if we look at the numbers, we've seen that something has changed recently. If you put up the Gallup poll line graph. So you see that since the 90s, the Democrats have been getting more concerned that global warming will pose a serious threat. And the most common thing you see in the media is global warming is not a future problem, it's a current problem. You saw Republicans moving that way, but with a gap. But then between 2008 and now, they've gone in the opposite direction. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think the key thing is that we have to communicate in the best way and to show people that you can protect the environment and the economy at the same time. There is no place that is a more perfect example of that than California. I mean, think about it in California. We have passed the strictest environmental laws in the nation. This was in 2006 with AB 32 and the renewable standard to go up to 50% and all those kind of things. And everyone said that we're going to kill jobs and the economy is going to go down. We're going to lose revenues and the businesses are going to move out of the state and all of this stuff. Now move forward to now. Now we have the fastest growing economy. We are number one in the nation. Not only number one in the nation, we're a $3.1 trillion GDP, but we're the fifth largest economy in the world. In the world, only China, Japan, the United States, and Germany is bigger than California. And this is with the strictest environmental laws. So this is what people should look at. This is what the federal government should look at. And forget about the Green New Deal and all of those kind of things. Study California. We are the perfect example. Think about it, that we had just since last year to this year, we had a growth rate in the green energy sector about 35%. This is the highest growth rate of jobs anywhere in the world. So this is record-breaking things, and we are number one in the economy. We are number one with our GDP. We are number one with our employment, with the manufacturing jobs, and with tourism, with agriculture, with all of these things. We are number one with the strictest environmental laws. So we are the perfect example that you can protect and bring together the two E's, environment and the economy, protect both at the same time.
You know what? There may be hope yet for Arnold Schwarzenegger talking that way to his liberal Green New Deal friends. There may be hope for him. He could be rehabilitated. He has not gone to the dark side yet. Wow. Coming up a little bit later, I promised I'd let you hear about the Texas legislature folks that have fled the state. And believe it or not, they are living proof that it could well be that they are living proof that vaccines do not work when it comes to COVID-19, because several of those six folks that tested positive, they had already been vaccinated, and they may be proof that hey, one of two things is in play here, either A, wearing masks and things like that aren't good for you, or that the vaccines don't work. Something, and by the way, in the meetings with Kamala Harris, they were maskless, just for the record. I went back and I looked at the videotape. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Front Lines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
What's a financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, we used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month. Every single month. You get another check.
Call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Again, the other major story, an emergency meeting of the Clark County Commission. We just had one of the highest spikes in coronavirus cases since January 31st. Yeah, since January 31st. Are we headed back to mask mandates? I'll be honest with you, I don't know. I will tell you this, though. It would not surprise me at all if we end up going back to some sort of mask mandate. Now, the other question is, will it be a mandate or will it be a recommendation? You know, the Southern Nevada Health District had a recommendation. It is not a mandate, and they're not the ones that would do the mandate. The mandate would end up coming from the Clark County Commission. Maybe the governor would step in again, although I think in an election year, he doesn't want to be anywhere near any of this new stuff, because then it'll just be a reflection on him and his administration. But I will tell you this, it's scary right now that you've got L.A. County has gone with a mask mandate indoors. You've got other states that are doing similar stuff. And it's just, to me, it's just a little bit scary. One of the people that I'll ask about this is Scott Hammond. He'll join a state senator from Nevada District 18. In fact, I'm going to ask him about the Texas legislators who flew out of Texas and all the way to D.C. And why it is that we can't do that here. If Republicans are in the minority, why is it that we can't just have our legislators leave the state and not allow Governor Sisolak and the legislature, the Democrat-led legislature, allow them to do this? I mean, I know there must be a good reason. Otherwise, I would think we would have done that. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Also coming up a little bit later on, she always stirs the pot, and a lot of people get upset when she's on both sides of an issue.